And it's that time to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Hey there, Paul. Yeah. How are you doing?
It's going great. How's your day going?
It's going really well.
That's good. My day's going well. Your day's going well. It's a good day.
Yes. All around the room, we're having a good day.
All right. Boy, we have a lot of things to talk about today and an interesting subject. So let's get right into it.
Yeah. Well, there's, yeah, like you said, so much to discuss. Lots of things going on. But the first thing, and the one I'm really excited about, is that it is officially Banned Books Week.
Banned Books Week. What does that mean?
So, Banned Books Week is an annual event that celebrates everyone's freedom to read. It was launched in the 1980s in response to this sudden surge of challenges to ban books in libraries. And it's held the last week of September every year, and it highlights the value of free and open access to information, and it supports the freedom to seek and express ideas, even if they're considered unorthodox or unpopular.
No. Yeah, you hear a lot about that in the news, you know, that this book is banned from this place, or this state is banning this, or this school district's banning this book.
Yeah, I think the most recent one that comes to mind would have to be the big push back against having The Adventures of Tom Sawyer on the shelves because the language in it, you know, some of it is not nice, but it's the opinion of the libraries that even though you may not agree with those names, which we don't, it's still important to have that, to be able to read that book and see that, yes, this was common. That was the way people talked and to enjoy the rest of the story, which is still a good story, even if there were some very nasty things said in it.
Yep. It's amazing what happens in that. So this is a good subject, banned books. So what do you got for us?
Oh gosh, what would be some interesting ones? Examples, some really crazy ones. Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Classic children's book.
Okay.
Classic children's movie. Now I think most people would know it and are familiar with it. Let's see. What was Where the Wild Things Are? That one, they pulled it in the South from the shelves right after the book was released because of an article in a magazine that somebody wrote. So it was an article by a child psychologist in Ladies' Home Journal that came out right after Where the Wild Things was published. And she wrote that the author failed to understand that it is... failed to understand the incredible fear it evokes in the child to be sent to bed without supper, and this by the first and foremost giver of food and security, his mother. And people were so freaked out about this picture book of a little kid being sent to bed without food that they pulled it from the shelves in a lot of places in the South and banned this book.
Wow.
The Wizard of Oz. Have you ever read The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz has been banned?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I'm trying to think, why would they ban that book? Because it might be scary?
Well...
with the flying monkeys?
No, it's not even that. It's even funnier.
Okay.
The Detroit library system banned it in the 1950s. And according to a Chicago Tribune article from the time, the book was banned for having no value for children, promoting negativism, and bringing children's minds down to a cowardly level.
Oh, my goodness.
So they banned The Wizard of Oz.
No value. I mean, the Scarecrow didn't have a heart.
Yeah.
And he wanted a heart. That's a lot of value if you're teaching kids.
Yes, and the cowardly lion learning to be brave.
Yeah.
You know, all of the characters are growing.
No, wait. The Tin Man.
Yes, you're right. The Tin Man had no heart, and what was...
Okay, we're going to have to watch The Wizard of Oz again.
We are, yes. Cowardly Lion, Tin Man had no heart, and then... Yeah, we're going to have to sit down and reread. That'll be our banned book. We have to all sit down and reread.
Okay, we need to be educated on The Wizard of Oz then.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I mean, there's just all kinds of crazy things like that. I believe it was the full state of California banned The Grapes of Wrath because it portrayed a particular county in California in a negative light.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know... that's not the case anymore. You can go pick up a copy of The Grapes of Wrath in California. But yeah, these were the things that went on and still go on to this day. So that's why we talk about it and say you should be able to go pick up The Wizard of Oz and figure out who had a missing heart, I guess.
Yeah. I can't. I'm stuck here. The lion was cowardly. That's mm-hmm. right. And The Wizard of Oz, the scarecrow, didn't have a brain.
Ah, very good.
Didn't have a brain.
See?
And the Tin Man's the one with the missing heart. He wanted a heart.
So they all had something they had to grow through and change and better themselves. That's a great thing for a kid to learn.
It is.
The Detroit libraries did not see it that way in 1950.
And that was in the 50s when they banned that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Never would have thought of that.
And the funny thing, the thing I forgot, Where the Wild Things Are. What was another funny one? The Lord of the Rings. That's one of my favorites.
Somebody banned that book?
There were a lot of libraries in the South that banned that back in the day. And they're actually just back in the it was even more recent than that. It was in the 2000s. There was a church group in the South that burned copies of The Lord of the Rings for having witchcraft in it.
Wow.
So you wouldn't think that either.
Nope.
But
amazing.
Yeah. So we celebrate Banned Books Week September 22nd through the 27th. And we have at the library lots of displays of banned books for you to come and check out and read and be a rebel. And just for fun, we have a mugshot station set up at the library.
Oh.
So the backdrop, the sign, and we're posting our staff photos, our mugshots, and anybody who wants to come in and have their mugshot taken and put on Facebook can join us. I think
we're going to do a mugshot picture here
aren't
we?
Yes, you saw the signs. You're on to me. So that's, just something a little different and fun.
I got a question. Does the Madison Public Library ban any books?
No.
No, they wouldn't. Okay.
No.
The Pioneer system?
Right. Yeah, it would have to really be a huge thing. I take that back. You probably can't get, the Anarchist Cookbook to learn how to make a pipe bomb. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, no, we would never go and ban a book.
Okay, good to know. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
good subject there, Lydia. That's interesting.
It, like I said, it's surprising, too. You just wouldn't expect some of that stuff.
Especially The Wizard of Oz. That you threw me for a loop there. I love The Wizard of Oz.
I know. It seems cute and wholesome, but not everybody sees it that way.
I can do without the flying monkeys, though. That used to scare me when I was a little kid.
I think it scared a lot of little kids.
Okay. All right. What do we got going on at the library?
Well, September is also library card sign-up month, and there's still a little bit of September left. So Madison is doing a little, promo, you might say, for Library Card Sign-Up Month, where if you come sign up for your first Pioneerland Library Card in Madison in September, a few days left, you get your name in a raffle for some gift baskets. Mm. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, really.
And then we roll on into October, and holy moly, have we got things going on in October.
I bet.
It's going to get crazy.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Well, October 14th, we have another author coming to visit. Camby and Dawson are going to be hosting Alan Eskins, author of the popular Max Rupert mystery series. He'll be in Camby at 2 p.m. and in Dawson at 5 p.m. And again, that's on October 14th. And also in October, each library is going to have a Write Your Life workshop, which is a memoir writing class taught by author Angela Foster. It's a two-part class. Each library is going to host it, so I won't go into all the times and dates, but it's mid-October. Just call your library, stop by your library, find out about it, sign up, and then we're wrapping up October with writer, researcher, and historian Melanie Stringer, who's going to be visiting our libraries with her program, Meet Laura Ingalls Wilder. Mm. And Meet Laura offers a glimpse into the real Laura Ingalls Wilder and her writing. So she's going to be, in on Monday, October 29th at 6 p.m., she'll be in Dawson. And on Tuesday, October 30th, she's going to be in Canby at 11 and in Madison at 6 p.m. Okay. So that's going to be lots of fun.
Good. A lot of activity going on at the Madison Public Library.
And I just skimmed the surface.
There you go. If people wanted to get a hold of you or find out the schedule, you got a website and stuff like that?
Absolutely. If you want to go see the million other things we have going on, just go to our Facebook pages. And that's Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN.
Okay, real good. And I just want to encourage everybody to go get your mugshot at the Madison Library with Caught Reading Banned Books.
Come over and do that. It's going to be so funny.
All right. We're going to take our picture and do that right now, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks, Lydia,
for coming in. Thank you, Paul.
That's Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.